Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and this is episode 454 of the Story Hacker podcast. So another quick episode today because I've got three deadlines this week and I'm prepping for stuff. So I did have, though, this thought this morning that I really wanted to share. It's a simple idea, but I think quite profound in its little way. And it's about learning. We can learn independently through experience, and depending on how much time you've had on the planet and what you've been doing with it, you will have learned a huge amount, sometimes by getting things right, more often, especially in my case, by getting things wrong and learning from your repeated mistakes. certainly in my case, much of my learning has come through feedback. But here's the thing. All of the experience, all of the mistakes I've made, all of the value that's stored up in me is going to stay inside me unless, one way or another, I tell stories, because stories are the way that we package up experience. And this is really what Michelle Scalise-Sugiyama talked about when she talked about the value of telling the hunt of indigenous peoples or hunter-gatherer societies, whether 100,000 years ago or those that still exist, gather at the end of the day around the fire to talk about the day's hunting. And of course, in that process, they pass on their knowledge, they pass on that wealth of experience. So we need stories. We need stories if we want to grow other people, if we want to grow our businesses. We need stories because stories mean business. Because the alternative, I'm afraid, is that your experience dies with you, metaphorically speaking or otherwise. And this is why it's such an important thing that when we're running a business, we hold on to talent. You know, we hold on to the talent as far as we can, because once it's gone, it's gone. So I hope that you're telling stories, you're building a culture. Culture builds a team, and teams build businesses. Thanks for listening. Bye now.